We refer to Hashem then as Baruch Poida Matzel. He redeems and he saves. Where does this come from? This comes from the Aseret HaDibros. It comes from the Ten Commandments itself. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzitzicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I'm Hashem your God. I took you out of Egypt. At Maimit Har Sinai, when Hashem revealed himself to Klal Yisrael, Hashem didn't say, I'm the creator of the universe. Rather, he refers to himself as his role as Redeemer. You know who I am. You've experienced me. You know me in this role. I'm not Elohim Achir Mashallah Yudatim. You're not like gods of others that you didn't know. You experienced my personal intervention at Yetzias Mitzrayim. We say it in the Haggadah. Ani v'lei malach, ani v'lei saraf, ani v'lei shliach, ani Hashem, ani hu, I'm not an angel, me and not a seraph, me and not a messenger, me and no other. It is in this manner of a direct personal redeemer that we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is who we are as Klal Yisrael. We've experienced Hashem as our poda and our matzel, as our redeemer, our savior, not just at Yetzias Mitzrayim, but on many other occasions during our history. We'll get there again in the future. We'll experience Hashem, we'll see him again as a Poida Matzah on the Gula Shlema. With the coming of Mashiach, with the building of the Beis HaMikdash, when Hashem will intervene once again. The truth is we even see it on an ongoing basis. Because without Hashem's intervention, there's no way we would have survived. Baruch Poida Matzah is essentially the miracle of Jewish survival. That which perplexed Mark Twain, that which the Aruch HaShulchan says is which is greater than Yetzias Mitzrayim itself, is the survival of Klal Yisrael against all the odds. Where do we see that in the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei? Hashem's Mahaveh Klal Yisrael. He brings Klal Yisrael into existence. He saves us. He continues to sustain us, not just as individuals, but as a nation. And after all of that, we say Baruch Shmoy Bresa be his name, which is the ultimate referral to Hashem HaMafoirash. We call him Hashem. And despite having revealed certain aspects of his name, Hashem says about himself, Zeh Shmi La'olam, this is my name forever, or this is my name for concealment, because La'olam, written without a vav, La'olam is concealment. The word Olam itself, the word for world, is concealment. Hashem is beyond comprehension. He's hidden. His essence is unknown. So all we can say is Baruch Shmoy. Hashem's name, his Shem, is his interaction with the world. We bless it. It's only after we've come to this point into this awareness we can then get to the bracha proper of Baruch Sha'ama. We start with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. But for now we say Baruch Shmoy. His name, his Yud Kei Vav Kei, his intent, his interaction with the world, his preservation of us as individuals, his guardianship over Klal Yisrael as a nation. All of that is hinted to in this Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, and it is from this place that we daven. It's from this place that we can start up Sukkot Zimra. We can thank Hashem, that we can praise Hashem. We can get into the zone for Shemoneh Esrei by understanding how Hashem interacts with us through his protection. Feeling that sense of dependence on Hashem. Being palpably aware of his presence in the world. Because after all, this is what davening is all about. To develop that sense of awareness of standing in front of the King. This bracha is absolutely intended to get us into the zone.